I need this one as well. Regarding CPB authorization, effective immediately, the Pacifica National Board designates its vice chair, Tony Norman, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting head of grantees.
Point of information, Brian?
Yes.
Why Tony?
I don't remember. It could be.
There are two named in the CPB authorization. One, I can't remember the title, and that's Lydia.
But I didn't remember the CPB authorization. Was I already granted that before as chair?
You were not. There are two different titles, and this is the second one. If you wait one moment, I will look for it.
May I offer something?
What is that?
Point of information as well.
Okay, who was the first point?
Serene,
and then Janice.
Yes. Yeah, I was offering information. I don't have a point of information. I think we used to have Margie and Raul, and when you became chair, you and Raul, I think.
Okay.
I have an answer. Okay, so this happened on May 7th.
Chair, may I have my point of information?
Yes, of course. Go ahead.
Isn't it the process of CPB for it to be the executive director or general manager and then either the CFO or a development person as the designated individuals in addition to an auditor to certify CPB reports?
Brian, I have information responsive to that request.
Okay, Brian.
So this is from the CPB website from their ISIS database. The head of grantee is the chief executive officer in charge of the operation of the grantee. For example, president, general manager, or station manager. Only one person can be assigned to this ISIS security group.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's not two people, and it's supposed to be an executive, someone with management authority.
Okay. And so, Janet, can you read the May thing?
Yes. So, on May 7th, Pacific National Board approved the following CPB authorizations as follows. Effective May 15th, the Pacific National Board designates its chair, Lydia Bazan, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting licensee official. That's one of the titles. Effective May 11th, 2015, the PNB designates its executive director, John M. Prophet, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting head of grantees.
Okay, so then this motion then should be me? Is that correct?
But you are already licensee official.
No, you're not.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes. Let's have Janice and Brian repeat. Thanks.
Since Brian appears to be on the website, what I was hoping to present to the body is that there is the opportunity that it is typically two individuals that are designated, the head of grantee, as he's just read, and then there's a second designation, which in many stations is either a CFO or the development individual, because the report, 90% of the content of the report have great reference to the financial status of the organization.
Right, and I think that these are being developed in the vacuum of having neither. And since we don't have a CFO, hopefully soon.
Brian, I have information.
Anyway, so Brian, and then someone just clarify the motion so that my...
So this is from the same page, but for licensee official. It says, the licensee official is the authorized official of the licensee responsible for signing grants and contracts for the licensee. this person has knowledge and authority to certify that the licensee and its station meets or exceeds each of the eligibility criteria set forth in the certification of eligibility, and to certify the accuracy of all the data and information provided in that certificate of eligibility. Typically, the licensee official is a chairman, treasurer, or secretary of the board of directors, university vice president for finance, or president of the school board. Only one person can occupy the licensee official security group. The person designated as licensee official cannot be assigned to the head of grantee security group. So in other words, it can't be the same person for both of these.
Exactly.
Brian DeStack.
Wait, okay. Brian.
I have an amendment to my own.
Okay, but let's not amend until we're clear. And then we can take it. Okay, go ahead, Brian. And can you send that the May motions out to the board, please? And see them in writing. Thank you. Well, Brian, go ahead, Brian.
So it's clear to me that Lydia should be the head of grantee while she's serving as executive director, and that if we had a CFO, that person should be the licensee official. I guess we could make should make Tony the licensee official if he's willing.
So
my proposal, unless he's not willing, would be to substitute Lydia's name into the head of grantee language and to pass a separate resolution naming Tony the licensee official.
Okay, and then Janice?
Oh, I appreciate the effort that you've made in this discussion, Brian. However, based on what you've read, and that there is no CFO. The other designation that was noted that I think would also be more applicable would be the secretary of the board of directors, which would be Janet Copeland.
I'll second that.
I'm sorry, I decline. But I'm about to send out. May I just say I'm about to send out the language that Brian just stated, which I was gonna. You know, that's what I.
Oh, okay.
Was to suggest, but I it doesn't have to be a separate motion. I don't think so. I'm putting them both in the same, and then I'll attach the May 7th one. But you need to give me a moment.
Okay.
And by the way, I put this together based on what had been done for May 7th and with Raul's input.
Okay.
At the time.
Okay. This is fine. Let's just be clear. I think the website clarifies that. Okay.
All right. I just sent it out.
Brian here.
Yes, Brian.
So my one concern with this is I think what these control is who has access to the database that's required for filing and updating all of our information.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't designated anyone who's like, you know, staff in the national office maintaining all the filings. And their guidance doesn't suggest we should, but I just wanted to flag that as an area of concern, because certainly no one would expect you or Tony to fill out dozens and dozens of pages of forms for the CPB. So we may have to investigate and rearrange in the near future.
Madam Chair, Janice Lang, you would
okay.
Like to speak.
And I also just want to clarify that I'm still cautiously optimistic that we will have a CFO in short order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I take Brian's comments very seriously, and given that the potential for a staff member who's most often responsible for gathering information and actually working with the head of grantee for filing, that the my recommendation is that we would postpone making a second decision for a second official pending the potential hire of a Pacifica staff person that would best suit the intention of the double designation for filing and oversight to CPB reports.
Oh, okay. My comment was actually aimed toward replacing me.
At this juncture, I wouldn't advise that as at this point, because it's not specifically a radio network or a station where it would be a GM, the best designation is the chairperson of the board. And that's typical within the reporting that is done by other CPB stations.
Okay. So my only comment is going to be that my worst nightmare so far as executive director is that there are no second people to anything with codes and with access, and if something happens to one person, nothing happens. So I can't tell you how many times this has happened already. So I feel more comfortable having a second person on this. But I could be completely wrong about the rules.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Are you aware that there has to be an audit, that there has to be the third person, in this case a second, of course, has to also be the lead auditor for the organization.
Right, right.
Point of order?
Yes. Okay. Okay. So we're at time. So
move to.
That was. Pardon?
Nothing.
Okay. So that was an amendment to something.
What was an amendment?
Janice Lane Ewart. Her amendment was to postpone that second position, not the head of grantee, but rather the second position that was read by Brian that we were designating Tony for.
Right, but that would mean that you would be both, because right now you are.
You cannot serve as both.
She can't be both.
Yeah, I can't serve as both. This would replace that. Having me head of grantee replaces that second position that I held before.
So that second position is empty?
Yes, that's what she's saying, is to postpone that second position. That's the amendment.
Brian DeStack.
Yes, Brian.
Wait.
Didn't George say we had to extend time?
You do.
Further discussion. Anybody want to move to extend time?
Margie moves
5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection? 5 minutes. Okay. Go. Somebody. Brian. Okay. Benita, Benita, what's your point of information?
Yeah, it's probably obvious by the conversation, but I don't want to assume. So is there a legal requirement that we have to identify the names of individuals, or can we just designate titles? Position.
That was what Janice was
saying. I think that we spent an awful lot of time in these meetings going through this stuff every few months.
Well, we wouldn't if we could hold on to somebody. But nevertheless, the point is that I think that was Janice's point as she motivated her amendment, is that it wasn't as essential to have that second person. And but anyway, that... Be that as it may. Okay, Brian, let's hear from Brian, and maybe that'll help clarify. Brian?
I just wanted to argue against doing that. First of all, we'd have to rework the language because if we took off the part she wants, then you would be the person on record for both positions. We'd have to create a separate motion removing you from the other one. But more importantly, it doesn't take any more work to change who's appointed in 2 weeks than to leave it empty in 2 weeks and then appoint someone. I think it would be... What this is a question of is, like, who has access to the database that we use to update materials for CPB, and it's better for us to have more points of access than to risk being locked out when there's something that we need to do. So I think we should have two people, and if it's Lydia and Tony, it's Lydia and Tony. That's better than just Lydia. God forbid, you know, something happens to her.
Madam Chair, for the record.
Okay, moving along. I'm sorry, who's that? Who's...
That's Janice. This is Janice.
Okay, Janice, please.
For the record and because we are on open session, I want to make it clear that the reason for my substitute motion is not at all in reference to the individual, Tony Norman, for whom the service would be provided. It's from a practical standpoint, one, the probability of anyone having to do anything with CPB within the next 2 weeks, based on the information that I am privy to, is fairly nil. Having an individual that is associated with the day-to-day operations of the organization is highly favored. And given Brian's comments about having someone available in case there's an emergency in the next 2 weeks is well stated, but I do want to go on the record for noting that the second person should be better aligned to the purpose of having two individuals rather than two board members for whom the day-to-day work does not fall between both of them. Thank you.
Okay. Are you withdrawing your amendment with that statement?
Yes. Let me continue by saying that.
Okay. Is there any objection to the withdrawal of her amendment to postpone? Hearing none, can we take a vote on what is now... Okay. Well, can we just read this motion? Janet, you have it?
Yeah. So the new one? The new language?
New one, yes.
Yeah, effective immediately, the PNB designates its vice chair, Tony Norman, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting licensee official. Effective immediately, the Pacific National Board designates its chair and an interim executive director, Lydia Lazan, its Corporation for Public Broadcasting head of grantee.
Okay, is that correct, Brian?
It's what she sent out, and I support it, if that's what you're asking.
Great. Well, I just want to see if if we got all of the titles right. Okay.
What about somebody seconding?
No, I know. I'm not.
I'll second. It's Brian.
Thank you. Any objection? Hearing none, the motion carries, and now where are we, George? George, oh, George.
Well, you're
Madam Chair,
you're finished.
That we adjourn.
5 minutes, and you have 6 more minutes on the open session.
Okay, we have 6 minutes on the open session.
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Who is that? I'm sorry, that was Janice.
Yes.
I heard both Janices, so I'm going to hear you both out. So, Janice Lane, you're moving to adjourn, and Janet Kay, what were you doing?
Well, the next item on the agenda is the motion to share the director's inspection with the KPFALC.
Okay, we would need a motion to extend.
Well, we
Alan,
what did he say, 6 minutes?
Yes.
Oh, 6 minutes, okay. So we had already voted on the duration of the meeting, and so to move to adjourn right now, Janice Lane will take 2/3. But, okay. You want to take the roll on the motion to adjourn? No, did someone second it?
No.
Okay, hearing no second, then we will go on. You have 6 minutes.
Point of order.
Yes.
Thank you. How much time did we, or I guess this is
the
information, how much time do we allocate for this item when we pass the
agenda? It wouldn't matter because for the whole meeting we have 6 minutes.
Well, it was 10 minutes on the agenda. So.
But we only have 6 minutes, so
right.
Go.
Got it. All right.
Okay, so the documents from my October 28th confidential updated chronology analysis of the $400,000 bequest based on my October 2015 director's inspection at KPFA that I provided to the PNB includes information regarding KPFA budget matters and management actions, which have possible ramifications for the KPFA LSB to properly carry out all of its specific powers and duties as spelled out in the bylaws. Therefore, the KPFA LSB has a right to see this documentation. And I'd like to read the motion.
And the motion. Okay, go ahead.
That is that COBIN 10-28-15 confidential updated chronology analysis of the $400,000 bequest documentation based on her 2016 director's inspection at KPFA, along with the associated documents, be shared with the KPFA LSB prior to the November 14, 2015 KPFA LSB meeting. The information is time sensitive.
Brian, amendment.
Okay. Brian.
I would like to substitute the word at for the words prior to.
Hello.
If there's a second. Oh,
can you sit there and you repeat?
Wait. So how does it read now, Brian?
I have an amendment, Steve Brown.
Okay, hold on a second. Brian, how does that read now?
It currently reads shared with the LSB prior to the November 14th, 2015 meeting. I would change it to shared with the LSB at the November 14th, 2015 KPFA LSB meeting.
Okay. And Steve, what's your amendment?
I would like to specify that if this amendment passes, that this information also be shared with the LSBs of all the other four stations, since it concerns them as members of this foundation.
Okay. Lawrence, reformation.
Lawrence.
Point of order.
Yes.
So we have a motion that has yet we haven't talk about seconding it. We have an amendment that also has two amendments.
Okay, yeah, they haven't been
so seconded. So can we kind of back up?
Yes. I plan to do that. Okay. What is your point, Lawrence?
My question is that is this going to be shared in open session or executive session?
Executive session, I would think.
Okay. So, Janet Kay, it was your motion?
Well, my motion was to share it, but it would have been email. But in any case,
Brian, can I motivate my amendment?
Can we do the seconds and for the main motion?
Yes. Okay, but you don't want to answer that yet. Okay. So can I hear a second? But people need to know before they second it whether what your intention was with your motion.
Oh, right. Well, it was to email it to the KPFA LSB list and then to discuss it in an executive session at the local station board meeting.
Thank you. And is there a second for Janet's motion?
I will second that.
Is that Steve?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is there a second for Brian's amendment?
Margie seconds.
Margie seconds Brian's amendment. And is there a second for Steve's amendment, which is to share it with all the LSBs?
I'll second that amendment.
Is that Janice?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Janice, then you seconds that one. Okay, Steve, you're last, and then we go to Brian. I mean, I guess you can discuss all of them, right? Especially in the interest of time. And someone's going to have to move to extend. Sorry. We now have...
This is George. I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have to motivate, Steve. I don't
okay.
have to motivate my amendment. I think it's
self-explanatory. Okay. Brian?
Yeah, but okay. May I speak to that amendment?
Okay.
Well, the director's inspection was focused on issues at KPFA, and I don't know if it's appropriate for other LSDs to see some of that. Maybe, or at least all of it. Maybe some of it, but not all of it. I would like to wait, maybe, on sharing with other stations.
Brian here.
Lawrence here.
Okay. Brian and then Lawrence. Brian, Lawrence, and Janice.
Yeah, I agree with Janet. The financial impact of what the board did for other stations is zero. No other station's local board is charged with evaluating KPFA management. And I think instantly sending something out to, what would it be, 121 local station board members around the network would be as good as making the entire thing public.
Well, this is Steve. I changed my mind about speaking to this amendment. May I do so now?
Yes.
Okay. First of all the board members are subject to the same confidentiality responsibilities as KPF's board. If they are free to see this information, which I think is important to them in the sense that it speaks to a general policy of Pacifica and what's been happening around the foundation, I think they're entitled to know it. And to deliberately exclude them from information that you think the other board members at KPFA are able to hear is unfair and also imprudent.
Okay, Lawrence, and then Janice Lang-Ewart.
Yeah, you know, disagree with Brian. I think in the interest of transparency and letting things come out of the dark, I think the least we can do is let all the LSV members review the information and be privy to the information because it has affected them, their local station. So I'm agree with the Brooklyn on this one.
Okay. And so now Janice Lang-Ewart and then Janet Kay.
I'll be very brief. My understanding...
Okay, hold on, everybody. Let someone finish speaking, and then I'll get to your points. I know it's the other way, but go ahead. Go ahead, Janice Lang-Ewart.
Thank you. My impression of the director's inspection is that the information that's gathered has been shared with directors. I'm not aware that the position of directors is only relevant to the directors of the Pacifica National Board. In fact, it suggests to me that it's also important and prudent and a sense of transparency to echo Lawrence that it is appropriate for directors and inspectors' information to be shared with the directors of the individual stations for which we're all part of the network. Thank you.
Thank you. Point of information from Adriana.
Yes.
Adriana.
I have a question. We were talking about information that is confidential, right? If I didn't misunderstand it, this will be shared in executive session. What happened? We have in some stations, are we sure that we have all the confidentiality agreement signed? Because, for example, in our station, we have people that didn't sign it, and they think that they are allowed to hold the information. How this will be handled?
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Brian,
Janet Kay, okay. I had a question.
Janet Kay, and then Brian, and who else was there?
Benito.
And Benito, okay.
Okay, so my concern is logistics now, because I was going to email it and before the meeting, and then at the meeting, there would be a discussion. People would have those documents. But if with Brian's amendment to substitute prior to with at, how would the documents? I would have to make hard copies of the documents. Is that what would be expected? And enough copies for everybody, and they would be looking at it without having seen it before and reviewing it. That doesn't make sense to me. It should be done before. But logistically is an issue. And then if it's shared with other stations, how, regardless of what Adriana brought up, I mean, that's an issue too, how would it be shared physically or, you know, logistically?
Okay. And who was next? Benito.
Brian.
Oh, Brian. Wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Benito and Brian.
Ordinarily, I'd be the first person to argue for transparency. And in general, at the last meeting, when we were discussing these issues, I voted against publication or making the issue public, precisely because it was a whole bunch of, in my view, a bunch of the politics that's involved, and all this other stuff is nonsense. You know, and I hear the same thing happening tonight. So, and it's this nationalism and politics that's got this foundation in the situation it's in right now. So I suggest that we all grow up and stop these games, and let's just move on and drop this stuff. This is totally unnecessary.
Okay.
And all it's going to do is create a whole bunch of more confusion. And this stuff about whether it's executive session or not, we all know that ain't nothing but a bunch of bull, like minutes ago.
Has expired.
Okay.
Brian, I move a 5-minute extension.
Does anybody object to extension? Okay, so who was next? Brian and then Lawrence?
And Jose Luis for the stack.
Okay. Brian?
So, yeah, I mean, I've got two concerns. I'm speaking to the question of sending this to all local boards. First of all, the last time our board approved a document release to one of those local boards, I got a scanned copy of the document we had released attached to a public newsletter within a matter of days. Whatever confidentiality obligations the local boards are under, we know from practice, from this year's membership of our local boards, that at least one of them does not keep confidences. Therefore, we know what the outcome will be if we forward these documents to them. And the second thing, point that I want to make is, you know, I think the documentary record, and I wish I could address this in substance in our executive session, I think the documentary record is one-sided and incomplete. And I'm not super concerned about that at KPFA, because KPFA's manager is a member of KPFA's local station board and can respond to questions and provide context there. But that's not the case at the other four stations. And I think it's just totally unfair, particularly when those other stations haven't even requested the documents.
Okay, Lawrence?
Yeah, I think the directors that are speaking to have these documents sent to the other SPs are the representatives of the members of the other SPs. And they get voted in by members of the other speeds. So I believe that one way documents could be shared is by the directors themselves going into executive session, distributing the report, and then if need be, then those could turn back in to the directors. That in sake of transparency, that you know, that everybody should have the opportunity to see this. I understand Brian's concerns that, you know, there may be leaks, and, you know, that's a serious concern I share with him. But at this point, it seems like the information is out there in cybersphere anyway. So I think we should, you know, have the LSBs take a look at this. Thank you.
Okay. And let me see, who was next? Jose Luis.
Yeah, so, you know, I agree with Benito and the last comment of Lawrence that this information is out there being used politically by the very people who want to have disclosures of these documents and who have prevented this conversation and these documents from being aired publicly so that they can use it politically in these current elections that are underway for their own slates. And we are all feeding into their consistent wishes of exposing something that is a nothing and keeping it private, but yet discussing it publicly, and the public doesn't know what it is because we were prevented from discussing this publicly. There's motions on our agenda to deal with this so we can have a discussion publicly about these documents, but that is nowhere can we get to that because the discussion is let's keep these documents private, let's release them privately so publicly our slates can use them for their election propaganda. And that's what everyone doesn't seem to get. And I'm glad Benito raised it, and I'm glad that the director that Lawrence raised it, that it's information's out there and being used politically currently, and it's only going to continue if we release these documents to all LSBs.
Serene for the staff, please.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Serene.
Okay. Go ahead.
I move to suspend this until such a time as the board has completed its public discussion of the issue.
Second.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on postponement? Any objections to postponing?
Yes.
Okay. Janet?
And you are out of time on the issue.
Good. Okay.
Janet, go ahead.
Oh, just that this is a time-sensitive matter. This has, it's not about political. I mean, the documents are not political documents.
Point of order.
And so
George called time on debate. Point of order.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He's calling the roll.
Oh, he's calling the roll?
He should be calling the roll on the motion to postpone, not debating. That's what it means when George says time.
Don't laugh. This isn't funny. It's getting late. So is there a motion to extend? But we do need to discuss the motion to postpone. I mean, whether to postpone or not. But if nobody wants to discuss it, okay.
5 minutes.
Is there any objection to 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yeah, I object.
Okay. Take the roll.
Okay. Alan. Can't hear you. Agueta. Can't hear you.
Alan says do not postpone. Alan says no to postpone.
No, we're talking
about... This is to extend 5 minutes.
Oh, extend. Alan says yes to extend 5 minutes.
Yes. Agueta. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Agueta, yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I thought that, well. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Mays.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Every secret.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes?
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Mark?
Yes.
Yes. Medina? Can't hear you, Norman?
No.
No. Ryder?
Yes.
Yes. Reyes?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
No.
No. Tucker?
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson?
No.
No.
Brian, I'll switch my vote to no.
And Benito, I'll switch my vote to no as well.
Edward Secret, no.
Both have more than five.
No. Coleman, Medina. All right, let me count. I have eight yes, seven no, two abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes. This is for 5 minutes.
Hold on, yes, yes. So that's nine yes, seven no, two abstain.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes.
No,
okay, we have 2:30.
Oh, it's 2:30. Let's vote. Go to executive session.
No, it failed. That's correct. It's correct. It failed. Okay, so we'll take a vote on the motion to postpone.
Okay, Alan.
Point of information?
Yes, George.
Was this to postpone to the next meeting or indefinitely?
Postpone until after the public discussion of the issue.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any objection?
Yes, yes, of course.
Of course there's objections. Don't waste the time.
I have an objection.
Take the roll call.
Alan.
Alan says pass.
Pass. Agueta?
Pass.
Pass. Jim Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Steve Brown.
Amazing. If this is time sensitive, then it ought not to be postponed. Vote on it.
What, how do you vote, Steve Brown?
I vote no.
No. Cascade.
No.
No. Coleman. Diaz.
Kyrie.
Yes. Edward Secret.
Yes.
Yes. Pointers.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Lane Ewart.
No.
No. Mark. Can't hear you. Medina. Can't hear you. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
No.
No. Reyes.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes, Alan, you
Alan says no.
No. Agueta.
Yes.
Yes. Mark didn't hear you. Medina didn't hear you. Let me count. Oh, I'm sorry. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Jim Brown.
Mark says
yes.
No.
No? Jim Brown says no.
Jim Brown says yes.
Oh. Yes. One moment.
Mark said no.
Mark says no.
Looks like an attempted cover-up here.
I have nine yes, eight no, zero abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
No, this is nine yes, nine no. This fails, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Point of order, Chair. Mr. Lawrence.
What are you speaking to?
I'm speaking to, is the motion now in order?
Yes, yeah, there are two amendments and a main motion.
No.
Oh, no. Yes.
Yes.
So the first one is
Steve.
To share with other stations?
Yeah.
Shall I take the roll?
Yes, please.
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Yes, on Greta.
Is this for what?
To share the documents with the other LSDs, not just KPFA.
To share documents with the other LSDs. Okay, yes.
Yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes, Cass Nave.
Yes.
Yes, Coleman. I'm sorry, Diaz.
No.
No, Edward Secret.
No.
No, Fuentes.
No.
No, Coburn Abstain, Wayne York.
Yes.
Yes, Mark. Can't hear you, Medina. Can't hear you, Norman.
Mark says yes.
Mark, yes. Norman.
No.
No. Ryder.
Abstain.
Abstain. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Robert.
I have a question.
Sorry?
Did you have a question about the amendment?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Are these documents going to be marked confidential?
They are. They are already.
They already are.
Abstain.
Abstain. Tucker.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Medina. Okay, let me count.
Oh, Jim Brown changes his vote to no.
Serene changes her vote to no.
Ms. George, I'm going to change my vote to yes.
Madam Chairman, a point of order about this roll call. It seems that since these documents, let's face it, are a potential comment on the behavior of Margie Wilkinson, she should recuse herself.
Wait.
That's out of order.
That's out of order.
That's not out of order.
It is out of order. And
to ask for a member to recuse.
Now, that's a judgment call that has not been made. So, and you're in the middle of a roll call. You can't interrupt the roll call. She's at the end of the roll call, actually. Janet, what is the
okay.
Vote?
I have 8 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, if you wish to vote.
I vote yes.
Dizon votes yes, so that's 9 yes, 8 no. This passes.
Well, my point is moot now. It's...
No, Benito's point is made now.
So the next is the amendment by Brian to substitute at the meeting for prior to the meeting.
I'm sorry, let's say that again. Oh, after instead of prior.
At the meeting rather than prior to the meeting on the 14th.
That's silly.
So I take the roll. Chair?
Yeah, but not all the LSVs based on what the other amendment was. That doesn't even make sense. So all the LSVs will get this on the 14th?
No. That one, oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, that's my understanding, Madam Chair, where we're at this juncture.
All right. Well,
Steve Brown, it's only time-sensitive for KPFA. The others share those documents at some reasonable time.
At their meeting, if at
Depending whether it's at or before.
Right, but I'm saying if it's at, then it's at their next LSB meeting, not on the 14th.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, Madam Chair, then the amendment would need to be further amended to make that specific based on the vote that was just taken.
Yes, I think so.
You can amend it throughout the time.
Okay. Well, let's see if that prevails, and then we can deal with it. Okay.
Point of information. This amendment is designed to send this information to members of the LSB with no time to evaluate it. Is that what I understand?
It is. I can tell you how I've handled these documents. When the motion was originally passed and I wanted to share some information, and I got permission from the PMB to share documents that were shared in the executive session of the PMB, not like a month ago or whenever that was, and I stamped them all with confidential on them, and I handed them out in person, and I allowed time for people to read them. It was not prohibitive. We do this during GM evaluations and PD evaluations. It's not unusual. And in fact, when we voted for our ED choice in 2012 or whenever that was, we were given resumes and then they were picked up immediately. So it's like, here they are, now they're gone. But anyway, so that's not an unusual practice. What I'm saying is I assume that is what was intended, but Brian can clarify.
We at our local station board, we also use paper distribution of confidential materials, as the national board did with the last director's inspection result that Janet presented to the national board. It's because it makes it harder for people on purpose or accidentally to forward in electronic form confidential materials. And the local station board always has the freedom to call follow-up meetings on the topic if it wants more time to review documents that people have received in person.
We're not taking a snack anymore. The amendment.
Incorrect. That's incorrect. What Brian said, though.
What?
It's incorrect, or it's not completely
correct.
I distributed the copies at the meeting, but I also had sent it out in email prior to the meeting.
Okay, but here's the point.
Point of order, we're taking votes. This isn't discussion.
Great. Yes, okay, so listen very carefully. All I asked for, what was his intent? If his intent was to distribute in hard copy, it's his amendment. So that is his intent. Okay, so that was the question. It was answered, and so if we can please take the vote. We're out of time.
That's information,
okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay, Adriana, what is it?
How many documents we are talking about? How many pages?
Well, we all got them in email, so everyone can.
There's 60 pages, something like 50. There's lots of pages.
Okay.
I cannot understand. I'm sorry.
60 pages.
Well, 50 or 40 or something like that.
Lyon's amendment is a joke.
Okay.
Madam Chair, there's still the issue that there was a yes vote to share them with the LSBs, but the current amendment that we are about to vote on does not specifically designate.
Right. Right, but if it fails, then it becomes...
okay, fine.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, Madam Secretary, would you take the roll call, please?
Alan.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to pass.
Pass. Algueta.
No, pass too.
Pass. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
Absolutely no.
No. Castanave?
No.
No. Coleman? Diaz?
Pass.
Pass. Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
Yes, Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes, Coburn, no. Lane Ewart.
Pass.
Pass. Mark. Can't hear you. Medina.
I'm here.
Can't hear. Mark, how do you vote?
Yeah, point of information, we're voting on an amendment. I thought we were up to the main motion.
Not yet.
The motion is whether it be distributed in advance, which means by email, or in advance of the KPFA meeting, or if it is to be handed out at the meeting. So the wording is at rather than prior to. So the amendment is to replace prior to with at. That is what we're voting on.
I'm going to abstain on that because I have a real question about the intent of that motion.
Abstain. Medina.
The intent is to make it useless.
Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder. You want to pass so that we can move on?
I said no.
Oh, you said no. Sorry. Reyes.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Alan, you passed?
Alan says no.
No. Argueta? You passed?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown. Jim Brown, can't hear you.
Abstain.
Diaz.
Abstain.
Jim Brown abstains. Diaz, you passed?
Aye.
Yes. Lane Ewart, you passed?
No.
No. Medina? Okay, let me count. I have 8 yes, 7 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Oh, no. This is one I was going to abstain on.
What is the vote?
I know. Oh, my
God. Can't pass.
What?
You can't pass.
I thought you abstained.
No, I haven't done anything. Can I pass? Is there one more person who has to vote? No, we're done with that, right? Yeah. So, if I vote no, it will fail. And, I will abstain because I've made photocopies for
Madam Chair, Steve Brown, I move to invalidate this roll call because Margie Wilkinson has a personal interest in the disposition of these documents and she shouldn't.
No, I will rule against that, but.
Well, and I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay, let's take the vote on the ruling of the chair.
Very clear. Conflict of
interest. Okay. A roll call on the ruling of the chair. Madam Paul. Alan.
Alan says no. I do not support the decision of the chair.
Argueta.
Yes, to sustain the position of the chair.
Yes. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
No.
No, Casnaves.
Jim Brown, I said yes. I'm sorry, I was muted.
Jim Brown, yes. Casnaves.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Aye and aye, absolutely.
Yes. Edwards Teichert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn abstains. Lane Ewart.
It's a clear conflict of interest. I say no.
No. Mark.
Mark abstains.
Abstain. Medina. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
What was it again? Yeah, I uphold my own ruling.
Right, so that's 13-3-2.
Okay. Thank you. So,
Chair, point of personal privilege. I just wish to register the fact that I am ashamed of this board in voting the way it did. It's a clear point of interest and a cover-up.
Okay.
I'm ashamed.
No, we did vote to distribute it to the LSEs. But anyway, the meeting is adjourned because...
Oh, right. No. We haven't voted on the main motion as amended.
Main motion as amended. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Alan?
Yes.
Alan, can't hear you. Agueta.
Alan says yes.
Alan, yes. Agueta?
What is this vote for? Sorry.
The main motion to share the documents with the KPFA, LSB, at the meeting, you know, as amended.
Yeah. Use this as a political weapon, Mark.
I can hear the full motion. Okay, everybody, we're taking a roll call.
Can
you hear the full motion, please?
Please.
Okay, let's read the motion as amended.
The amendment, the second amendment to share with the other. Steve, did you send that on email? Well, all I can do the best I can because I don't see...
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
All right.
Did you send it with the other LSB members and
the
amendment was at... And your motion.
Okay. All right. That Coburn 1028-15 confidential updated chronology analysis of the $400,000 bequest documentation based on her October 2015 director's inspection at KPFA, along with the associated documents, be shared with the KPFA, LSB, and other, and the other LSBs at the November 14th, 2015 KPFA LSB meeting. I mean, it's just, you know, that's the problem with the language.
But that's what it is.
Point of order?
Yes.
I move to table this motion.
There's no time for a motion. This is a vote.
A motion to table is in order until the last vote is cast.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. Take the roll call on tabling.
This is shameless.
Wait,
is there a second?
There a second? We know there is a second. Brian and everybody.
Alan.
Alan says no.
No. Agueta.
Pass.
Pass. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
No.
No. Cascade.
No.
No. Diaz.
I.
Yes. Edward Speaker.
Yep.
Yes. Pointers.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Lane Ewart.
No.
No. Mark.
No.
No. Medina, Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Leiter.
No.
No. Reyes.
No.
No. Robert.
The motion cannot possibly be implemented. What are we voting on?
Robert.
Just vote, Serene.
How do you vote on tabling?
My name is not Elizabeth. You don't give me orders. That's it.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me?
How do you vote? Implemented.
Just keep going.
I vote to table it, obviously.
Serene, Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. Angleta, you passed?
I'll abstain too.
Abstain. Jim Brown didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let me count. I have 6 yes, 9 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote no.
Gazan votes no. That's 6-10-2. This fails. Shall I call the roll on the motion as amended?
Point of information, Brian?
Yes.
In the language of the motion, to which documents does the associated documents refer?
Madam Chair, aren't the documents those that are contained within the director's inspector's?
Yes.
Inspection?
Yes. She already said that in the motion.
I don't understand your question, Brian.
Well, he's a
I'm asking if it includes the correspondence that was also forwarded to the board for the discussion.
And why didn't you ask that during the debate?
Brian is running out the clock. We have no more time. Let's take a poll.
Yeah.
I call the question.
No, you don't have to call the question. We're in the middle of the roll call.
We cannot keep arguing.
That was already explained, Brian.
Yeah, well, sorry, it wasn't, but it's a question.
And it was answered. It was in the motion, and it was in the director's inspection.
What is the answer?
The answer is all of the documents that you received in executive session that she distributed as part of her director's inspection.
But not the correspondence that you forwarded.
Oh, my God.
Janet Kay, may I?
Okay.
The correspondence was included in the 1028.
It wasn't separate. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Alan.
Secretary.
Alan, this is the motion as amended. Alan? How do you vote? Can't hear you. Agueta. Well, actually, I have gotten
Alan
the vote.
Yes.
Yes. Agueta. Can't hear you. Jim Brown. Can't hear you. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Cascade.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Edward Steeker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
No.
No. Coburn, yes. Lane Ewart. Yes. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Yes. Medina. Norman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ryder.
Yes.
Yes. Reyes.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts. Can't hear you. Tucker.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Agueta, Rodrigo, I didn't hear you. Jim Brown, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Medina. Roberts, didn't hear you.
Abstain.
Abstain. Let me count. I have 8 yes, 2 no, 6 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I vote yes.
Bazan, yes. That's 9-2-6. Passes.
Okay, now can we hang up? I think we can. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. It's been fun. Right.
And we go to the executive session or not? No executive session?
No, we have a mandatory 9 o'clock midnight adjournment. Good night.
Thank you.